Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Rounds Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katoof, Nine Rounds Nutrition Coach, two times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katoof, Team Katoof Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Rounds 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Rounds Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9rounds.com. That's the number 9rounds.com. Hey, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Nutrition, 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 that's going to be our focus today. Probably one of the main areas of interest, let's say, for individuals that are looking to get healthier, get more fit, or those individuals that are already at a very high level of fitness or sports-specific activity and looking to take that to another level. With that being said, nutrition can also be one of the most confusing for individuals, right? You probably find that, oh my gosh, there's just so much information out there, kind of an overload. It's one headline after the next, and you just don't know what to follow. You end up chasing all these different headlines. You know, one headline says, man, high protein, another one says low carbohydrate, blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh, overload of information. Well, today's show, we're going to help you break through that clutter so we can really streamline nutrition for you. And I want to use the two words, body transformation. That's why this show is titled Body Transformation 101. All too often, individuals set their goal on weight loss. Well, on the surface, sure, that sounds like a very good goal, right? People say, well, Rick, why isn't setting a, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it may be, why is that not a good goal? Well, it's not so much that it's not a good goal. There's just better goals out there, okay? Let's talk about this. And I tell this to everybody, no matter if it's a client of mine I'm coaching around the world or a lecture I'm giving or a podcast like this. Weight loss is easy, folks. It is. Just go on some crazy food, fat, or diet. I am not recommending that, of course. I'm just giving an example that weight loss is easy. People do it all the time. They go on a diet, lose 20 pounds, and then gain 25 or 30. That's not what we're looking for. That's not body transformation, right? That's just change. Sure, the body changed, but it was only temporary. We're not looking for change, especially temporary change, right? So many people come to me and say, man, Rick, I am just so tired of losing the same 10, 20, 30, 50, however many pounds it is every year. They're like, man, Rick, I do the same thing every year. I go on a diet first of the year, sometime during the year, I lose X amount of weight, put it back on, and then boom, I'm back to where I was like the year prior, and here we go again. And they're just tired of that. I understand that. We want to transform the body. This is what I call the one and done approach. One and done. Let's start eating right and let's start getting on the right path for body transformation, not weight loss. If we transform the body, the weight loss will happen. But we need to focus on body composition. We want to focus on body fat percentage. A word that maybe people, have heard, of course. They've heard of body fat percentage, but a number that can be very foreign to individuals. And many say, well, how do I even measure that, Rick? How do I measure my body fat percentage? Great question. Well, there's so many great body fat scales or body composition scales out there. You might say, well, how does a scale measure my body fat percentage? very accurately. That's what's so great about it. So, you know, you can just do an internet search on body fat scales or body composition scales, and many different models will come up, and they are very, very good. Now, a lot of people don't like them because it gives them a number. They're like, oh my gosh, it's, hey, Rick, it, I got on my scale and it said I was 42% body fat. Well, yeah, there's a very good chance. I've coached a lot of individuals with a lot more body fat than that. It's a number people may not like, but we can't play ostrich, put our head in the sand, and ignore reality. That is our current fitness reality. So when we start to focus on body fat percentage, oh my gosh, now we're focusing on the correct numbers. I understand that body weight is very important to individuals. I get that. And I don't want to take, you know, that candy away from the baby. I get that. I know you want to watch that body weight. And that's okay. Let's just not make that primary. Body fat percentage and body water percentage, those are going to be our primary numbers. And again, two numbers we can follow using a body fat or body composition scale. So step one, I want, if you don't already have one, I want you to go out and purchase one online. I want you to purchase a body fat / body composition scale. And when you measure your body fat percentage, when you measure your body water percentage, you want to measure those numbers at night before you go to bed. One more time, body fat and body water percentage. I want you to measure those at night before you go to bed. I know that's very foreign to individuals because when do most people weigh themselves? When they wake up in the morning. We want to continue, and when you're ready to get your body weight number, yes, that's in the morning, wake up, empty your bladder, get on the scale, weigh yourself. But body fat and body water percentage are going to be more accurate at nighttime before you go to bed because your body is more hydrated at that time. Therefore, we're going to get a much more accurate reading. So let's start to get a baseline. I would recommend this. I don't recommend, for the most part, people weighing themselves every day, but in these early stages, we need to get a baseline, right? We need to establish a baseline. So I would suggest every night for a minimum 3 nights, up to 7 nights, and then the following morning, get your body fat, body water percentage at night, and then the subsequent body weight number when you wake up in the morning. That's the triad of numbers we want, right? So boom, get those 3 numbers, get that triad right there, and then let's start to follow those. Then once you do that, once you have those 7, let's get an average, okay? Average body fat, average body water, average body weight. That's your baseline. That's your starting point. And then from there, you really don't need to measure more than 1 or 2 times a week. And if people say, but Rick, I want to. It just helps me. Okay, I get that. If you say, hey, Rick, I hear you, but I need to weigh myself every day. Okay, I'm fine with that. Here's all I ask then. If you do weigh yourself and take these measurements every day, I'm okay with that if and only if you do not compare today's numbers to tomorrow's numbers. That's not fair to you or to your body. We've got to be fair to our body. So here's what I want you to do. If you're one of those individuals that wants to measure their numbers every day, and again, I'm okay with that as long as we follow this principle. When you get your numbers on Monday, don't compare those Monday numbers until what? The following Monday. Compare Tuesday's numbers to the next Tuesday. Compare Wednesday to the next Wednesday. You see what I'm saying? So now we're going to compare weekly data, not daily data. That's not fair to the body. The body's going to change every day. So if you're going to measure every day, I'm okay with that. Just don't compare day to day. Rather, compare week to week. So now that we established that, one more thing about body fat, body composition scale is this. If you purchase a body composition scale that has 2 modes, athlete mode and regular mode, okay, many of them do. Now, by definition of most of these body composition scales, they have to give a definition, of course, for what does athlete mode mean, what does regular mode mean. Well, the reality is this. Most, it's a very soft, broad definition, and most people purchasing one of these scales is going to read that athlete definition in terms of athlete mode and go, oh, yeah, that's me. I'm going to put it in athlete mode. But I'm here to tell you that 99.999% of the individuals do not need to have it in athlete mode. I'll keep it simple. Here's the individual. Here's the body type that needs to have the scale in athlete mode. Other than that, everybody keeps it in regular mode. This is the type of individual that is referred to as, oh my gosh, that person does not have any body fat. They are so lean, so fit, not skinny, big difference here, very lean. We're talking abdominal muscles showing, muscle striations showing everywhere from head to toe. That super lean physique, right? virtually no visible body fat. That individual, that body type, athlete mode. All other body types, regular mode will be very accurate. So now that we have that established, this is going to be fun. Now we're on a whole new journey. You're like, oh my gosh, Rick, this is all new to me. Fantastic. These are new numbers to follow because I don't know what's going to happen to somebody's body weight. I can't predict that, and nor can the individual. But we can start to get on the right track by tracking the proper numbers. So now let's get back to how do we start to transform that body nutritionally. I'm going to leave you with 3 points of performance nutritionally. Here we go. You're ready? Write these down. Record these. Keep these on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your computer, and refer back to these all the time. 3 simple keys of nutrition. Number 1 is the proper eating frequency. Number 2 is the proper nutrient timing. Let's talk about those 2 together. I'm going to keep it simple. You ready? Here we go. I want you to fuel your body. Yes, fuel your body. Folks, that's what food is. We need to fuel the body. We want to be very purposeful when we feed the body. We don't just want to just grab something. That doesn't make any sense for the body. Okay, we don't just put any liquid into the gas tank of a car. It takes gasoline and the right octane of gasoline based on your car. So when you wake up immediately, we need to feed that body. People say, oh, well, Rick, I'm not hungry in the morning. Well, I'm not. Okay, no whining, no complaining, no excuses. I need you to eat first thing if you want results, not change. Remember, change is temporary. If you are looking for meaningful and sustainable results, there's one way to do it. A lot of ways to lose weight, but there's only one right way to get meaningful and sustainable results for a lifetime. Feed your body immediately upon awakening, and then every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter, all throughout the day. What is that high frequency of eating going to do? Here's what it's going to do. It's going to help to stabilize your blood sugar, help to stabilize your insulin, help to stabilize your serotonin levels. What does that mean for you? It means higher and more stable energy levels all throughout the day. That's awesome. That's rock solid right there. In addition, it's going to help to stabilize serotonin. You may have heard that word before, sometimes referred to as the feel-good hormone, right? So sleep and food, sleep and nutrition have a very high impact on serotonin levels. Well, when serotonin levels are low and all over the place, we tend to have food cravings, pretty ravenous like food cravings. And what are we craving? Not the good for you foods, right? No way. We're craving those not so good foods. So by eating frequently, we're going to stabilize serotonin, decrease, if not eliminate, food cravings. Okay, number 3. Here's the biggie, folks. 3 big words: carbohydrate, protein, and fat. And yes, I started it off with the carbohydrate. Carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Anybody tells you that you shouldn't eat carbohydrates, come on, they're gonna give you more false information. So don't listen any further than that. Carbohydrates are key. What's the only fuel the brain uses as fuel? Carbohydrates. If you're looking for optimum physical performance, mental acuity, mental performance, we've got to have carbohydrates. But it's the right balance of carbohydrate, protein, fat at every meal and snack. And here's our goal. We want to consume 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from fat, and 15 to 30% calories from protein. Once again, 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% calories from protein, and 15 to 30% calories from fat. That balance right there at every meal and snack, game changer, folks. That's where we're going to go from the world of eating healthy into the world of eating right. Eating healthy is not N-O-T. Eating healthy is not the key to success. Everybody knows what healthy foods are. It's the fruits and the vegetables and the whole grains. Come on, we all know what eating healthy is. If it was just about eating healthy, we wouldn't be having this podcast and nobody would be overweight. A lot of people try to eat healthy, and that's phenomenal. But trying isn't it. We know this isn't everybody gets a ribbon. We've got to do it right. We've got to have the right frequency, the right nutrient timing, and the right balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. I'm going to leave that with you right there because those 3 principles are going to lead us into many more great 9-round nutrition shows here on 9-round Nutrition Blog Talk Radio. So quick recap: eating frequency, nutrient timing, carbohydrate, protein, fat balance. Feed the body immediately upon awakening, and then every 2.5 to 3.5 hours thereafter, and then keep a balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. 40 to 55% calories from carbohydrate, 15 to 30% from protein, 15 to 30% from fat. Folks, it's been a pleasure. Can't wait till the next time, and make today a great day.